welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for Game 3 of this six-game series in San Antonio. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview, and we're joined by a man who homered yesterday, Arturo Disla. Arturo, how are you doing?
All good, man. Thanks God for everything. And ready for today.
You've been hitting the ball so well as of late. How do you feel at the plate right now?
I feel good in the plate. Try to make a good zone for get good swing to the ball.
And you hit your home run yesterday in the first inning with two outs and two runners on over the right center field fence. I mean, it's hard to hit home runs here, and it's hard to hit home runs to that part of the ballpark as a right-handed hitter. What did you see on your homer yesterday?
I don't know, because I was like trying to hit just base hit for bring the third base room, and like when I came here to this stadium, I just say I don't want to hit home run here because it's like it's hard to hit a home run here, and I just put a good swing and the ball. It's gone.
That was your 10th home run here with the Rough Riders. Do you have a favorite out of those 10 that you've hit so far this year with Frisco?
Yeah, I got a favorite. We was tying the game, 2-2, I think, mm-hmm. in the 8th inning, and I hit a homer with running on base. And I put a 4-2 in Frisco. Yeah.
You've hit a lot of home runs now this season between Hub City and Frisco, more than you hit all of last year. What's been the development like for you with the power and hitting more home runs in this season?
I got something different because I got last year I was late every time, so this year I come like be early with the fastball. I know that they throw me a lot of fastball inside. I just say, so I just want to be on time with the fastball, and that's it.
Is that something you're telling yourself as you walk up to the plate every time, try and be early, or reminding yourself of that?
Yeah. I just trying to be early with every pitch, you know?
How about going to the opposite field? Because the home run yesterday to right center, is that something that you feel like you've always been able to do, hit home runs to that side of the field?
Yeah, I can hit that side of the field. Yeah, I can hit home run out there because I was looking for pitch inside in that moment. So he threw me outside and just put the bat out there.
Did you know it was gone off the bat?
No. I didn't think it's gone. Yeah.
Talking to Arturo Disla here on the Cacique pregame show. Yason Morabel has joined the Rough Riders. You played with him in Hub City, and now he's here in Frisco. What's your relationship like with him?
Man, I got a good relationship with him. When we was in Dominica, we lived like 15 minutes away. So I see him probably every day, and I got good conversation with him. He got a kid now, so he excited with that. I just talked with him about that, and he just tried to be like a good father. What he say?
So you guys see each other every day these off seasons too in the Dominican Republic, or was that more growing up?
Yeah, we see probably every day. Yeah, because when I play with the Aguilas, he live like 5-10 minutes. I just go to his house probably every day.
Well, when his kid grows up, are you going to be the hitting coach?
I believe it, yes. Because Mauro, he saw like practice hitting, so
it turned him into a right-handed hitter.
Yeah, probably switch hitter. He got a lefty, I got a righty.
That's a pretty good idea. We'll have to see what he thinks about it.
I don't know what he thinks about it. Look at that one. He just left him.
He's right across the dugout. We'll talk to him after. That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview, sitting down with Riders first baseman Arturo Disla. Boy, was that ball destroyed over the right center field wall yesterday. See if the Riders have more of that today. Game 3 of this series comes up, and next, we've got Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups on the Cacique pregame show.